Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Unlike many of the most haunted locations that are closed to the public, haunted restaurants and bars are open for business. They welcome haunt seekers to enjoy a meal among the ghosts and the ghouls who have chosen to hang around their favorite local haunt indefinitely. Many haunted restaurants, taverns, and eateries have been icons of the community for ages, making them an unsurprising designation for departed residents. Today, we will discuss the ghosts of the Charter's House Cafe in New Orleans, Louisiana. The Charter House Cafe in New Orleans is known for its spicy Creole seafood dishes. Located on the corner of Charters and Toulouse, it's a must-see for a tourist visiting the Big Easy. They've even got a spicy Bloody Mary for the experimental foodies out there. But the Charter's House experience isn't just about food. That particular intersection of Charters and Toulouse has a long history. The kind that invites ghostly spirits into its midst. The building at 540 Charters is known as the Galley House and is haunted by the ghost of Miss Deering, who died there in the mid-19th century. Her ghost has been seen peeking through the second floor window at night. The servants' quarters at the Galley House were used as a quarantine room for slaves during the yellow fever epidemic. The ghosts of their children still occupy that building, and often reach out and grab onto tourists who walk through the area. There's also the ghost of a man who committed suicide in the building across the street, who can be seen eerily staring through the windows of his old apartment. In 1788, a fire exploded through the city of New Orleans. The French Quarter was decimated. Over 800 out of the 1,100 buildings standing in the city at the time were completely destroyed. That's over three-quarters of the city. Hundreds of people died. New Orleans was in ruins. At the time, New Orleans was under Spanish rule. Governor Esteban Mirro set up tents for those who were rendered homeless. Famous New Orleans landmarks like the St. Louis Cathedral, the old Absinthe House, and the Marigny's Mansion, which is now known as Muriel's, were all either destroyed or took serious damage. The city jail was also destroyed, and the local government did nothing about the prisoners who were locked inside. They all perished in the fire. The fire began in the house of Army Treasurer Don Vicente Jose Nunez when a candle was knocked over. Rumors have it that Don Nunez lived on 540 Charter Street, the exact location of the Charter's House Cafe today. After the fire, the lot was bought out by Major Louis Galley. He rebuilt the lot, building what is now known as the Galley House. Major Galley was known as the founder of the Battalion d'Artillerie, or the Artillery Battalion in English. This was the first battalion that General Zachary Taylor called for backup when the Mexican-American War broke out in 1846. Galley erected the building at 540 Charters for income purposes. The lower floor of the building was meant for business use, the upper floors for residential. There were also spaces in the rear of the kitchen and the servants' quarters. The rear spaces were connected to the buildings by a series of catwalks. Galley built the space in the most fashionable shopping district of the French Quarter at the time, meaning that he probably got a good return on his investment. Upon Louis Galley's death, it was revealed in the New Orleans Times-Picayune that he may have been a soldier of Napoleon while in his 20s. The Deering family lived on Charter Street during the 1890s. At the time, Henry Deering ran a tailor shop at 540 Charter Street on the first floor of the Galley House. They were a normal, unremarkable couple living in New Orleans, nothing strange going on at all. But when they passed away, there were some unusual shenanigans in how their deaths were reported. Johanna Deering was reported dead in 1895. At just 24 years old, her husband, Mr. Deering, was reported to have died a short while later. While Mrs. Deering's death was an unknown cause, Mr. Deering was said to have died of a heat stroke while working in the shop. Weirdly enough, some newspapers report that Miss Deering actually didn't die until many years later, when she was about 60 years old. To this day, the mystery of Johanna Deering's death remains unsolved, but her ghost is said to roam around the vicinity of 540 Charter Street. The Raines Mansion existed for several decades before the 1788 fire, standing on the corner of Charters and Toulouse, right across from 540 Charter Street. Arnaud Roche was the first tenant and may have still lived there during the Great Fire of 1788. The building was said to have been completely destroyed in the fire. A man named Joseph Raines bought the lot shortly after and rebuilt the house, now known as the Raines House. Joseph Raines was a New Orleans socialite and an influential person in the city. He came from a wealthy Creole family and served as secretary to the general counsel and a director of the Louisiana State Bank. The Raines mansion again took damage in the Great Fire of 1794, and Raines rebuilt the house a year later. A man named Victor Valentinin opened a cafe on the first floor of the Raines mansion, which became an iconic New Orleans cafe, attracting notable guests like Tennessee Williams. Victor's cafe remained open until 1962. A new tenant occupied the building, which became known as Stage Door, a popular bar at the time. But in 2004, the building was renovated and the Charters House Cafe moved in. The Charters House Cafe opened in 2004 in the building known as the Raines Mansion. They were a huge success, serving classic Creole and Cajun dishes like jambalaya, blackened shrimp, and oyster supreme. But a few years later, they realized that they were quickly expanding and were going to need more space. They decided to move across the intersection to 540 Charter Street, known as the Galley House. The Galley House provided the Charters Cafe with the kitchen and the dining space they needed to fully thrive as a restaurant. Today, the Charters House Cafe is touted as one of the best restaurants in New Orleans. Locals say that their specialty is the crawfish. They serve crawfish cakes, crawfish pasta, crawfish tails, and a spanking etouffee. They also serve local beers and the before-mentioned spicy Cajun Bloody Mary. The Charters House Cafe occupies a building, or better yet, an intersection, with a lot of history. The corners of Charters and Toulouse are stained with blood and the memories of the souls who made New Orleans. While many go for the shrimp and the crawfish, paranormal enthusiasts show up for the ghost. The most famous spirit at the Charters House is that of a strange figure dressed in 1970s clothing. Nobody seems to know exactly who the man is. According to some stories, he's the ghost of a man who committed suicide in the Raines Mansion in the 1970s when it was being used as an apartment building. He's been seen standing at the windows of the Raines House or at the intersection of Charters and Toulouse, giving passerbys blank stares and generally giving people the creeps. Others who have entered the rear buildings of the Charters House have reported some especially creepy phenomena. The so-called former servants' quarters were actually used to house slaves and their children in quarantine during the yellow fever epidemic. It is believed that the children of the slaves still live on in that building. Many report feeling the tiny hands of the children reach out and touch them, often clinging onto their clothing. Passers-by who dare to reach into the barred windows have felt the children grab onto their hands, which has put the fear of God into quite a few tourists. Some have even reported the sounds of people crying and sobbing emanating from the servants' quarters. The ghost of Johanna Deering is also said to haunt the Charters' house. Mrs. Deering was said to have died of unknown causes. As stated earlier, some newspapers reported her dead at 24 and others at 66. Those who have seen her ghost report seeing a young lady standing at the second floor window of the Charters' house, indicating that she may have died at 24, although nobody knows if the ghost is actually that of Johanna Deering. It's no secret that New Orleans is filled with ghosts, and if you're going to make a trip there, you probably will have no issue finding some. But since you're going to have to eat anyway at some point, you might as well try out the Charters House Cafe.
So